Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. It's gorgeous in San Diego. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I was on my Facebook page looking at somebody, and I don't remember what state, and they're talking about the October blizzard. Ah, that's why we pay extra money to live in California. Jeez. So it is a beautiful month, but you know that this is Halloween month and Witches and Goblins month. And so it's trick or treat month. So I have a treat for you guys. Maybe it might just be a trick. Go on my Facebook page, Facebook/ Dr. Red Says, and you'll see my monthly manifesto. And there is a little bit of a trick in there because my poor little cat that was singing Black Magic Woman kind of had laryngitis. But I'm there in my favorite shirt that says, Witch, Please. And I'm holding my favorite black cat with a little witch's hat, and her green eyes glow, and she sings Black Magic Woman. And we're telling you about things that come up. So that's on the YouTube. It's on YouTube, and it's on my Facebook page. So we're talking about this, and my husband went to the commissary last week and went to buy treats, and half of them are already gone, the good ones. And he said, that's okay. Last year, the day after Halloween, there was a sale, and people scarfed up all of the leftover candy. So the question is, are they eating all that, or are they saving it and going to give it to kids this year? I don't know. But if they're planning on eating all of that, oh my gosh, do you need my guest? Because obesity is one of the leading causes of death these days, and illness, chronic illness, and it's expensive. So this guest, besides being gorgeous, and she's certainly an example, said that she was inspired to do this career because of family. You know, she had loved ones that had problems. Her mother suffered from diabetes. Oh, man, everybody's got diabetes lately. And developed Alzheimer's. And that is diet-related. We'll talk about that. Her dad had high blood pressure and then got prostate cancer and kidney failure. Goodness gracious, some of this we can control. So she always asked herself, is there something more we can do to take care of ourselves? And the answer is, yes, it's prevention. This is perfect. We need to get geared up before we start diving into our little plastic pumpkins full of chocolate. So her mission is to empower individuals to take care of their lives, adopt a simple lifestyle, and changes. The changes are really simple. They're not as earth-shattering as you think. And her coach's services are evidence-based. She sees the good happening. They're family approved. They focus on a holistic approach in four core areas. And these four core areas you really have to pay attention to. It's your lifestyle, exercise. Nobody's doing that lately. Your attitude, because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. And nutrition. And all of those are important. They're equally important and they're related. And in order for you to be healthy, there has to be a balance between your mind, body, and spirit. And it's not that difficult. So her approach is just get back to basics. Can it get any better than that? So I am so honored to have my guest. Flipping pages. I know Sonia. I'm so bad with last names. I know Sonia.
That's okay. I can say my last name, Cervantes. I'll say it for you. How about that?
Oh, Sonia Cervantes. Are you a Hispanic?
Yes, descendant from not the Cervantes de Saavedra, the big author, but somewhere in Spain, in Mexican. So I'm a Mexican. Oh.
Well, this is your month. This is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Right.
Yes, and I have have you been watching? I watch The Talk. No, The View. The View, they feature somebody every day. And I was not aware of like 90% of these Hispanic Americans that did wonderful stuff. Nobody told me.
Wow, cool. Right. Well, I'm probably not aware either. You know, there's so many of us. No.
That's okay. As long as you like living in America and want to help us live a good life, what else can you ask for? So I kind of get why you got into this. A lot of that stuff is familial And did you keep all of that away by following your four core principles?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. It's a great pleasure to be in your show. I'm happy to participate in your mission of empowering people to make their lives better, and I appreciate the invitation. And yes, to answer your question, it's not that difficult. So the four core basics that I have my teachings on, it's lifestyle, exercise, attitude, and nutrition, as you mentioned. I am certified by Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, and actually Dr. Sears is the one that came up with this acronym. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really, really in tune with his philosophy. And lifestyle is basically referring to how you live. Things like your habits, your sleep hours. Are you sedentary? Are you not? Right? Yeah. They're very simple things, right? The fact that you eat out, how many times a day, per week do you eat out? Do you cook at home? So those are lifestyle habits. Then and exercise.
That sleep is an important one.
What you do? Right. And it's how you move. It's how you move. So it's not, you don't have to run a marathon. You don't have to practice a sport. It's just basically move. Any type of physical activity that you do, that counts. Right. And you know what? You mentioned something earlier. And yes, kind of you and I are kind of lucky to be in San Diego. It's a lovely day outside. And people can actually take advantage of that. I know certain parts of the country right now, they don't have the best weather. But you can still go outdoors and enjoy, right? Breathe free air. And the next one would be attitude. Like you mentioned, it's about how we think, your mindset. Are you positive? Are you negative?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You gotta love what you're doing. So when she said in San Diego, we're very lucky because we can go take a walk on the beach every single day of the year. We can go to parks every single day of the year. I mean, we almost never have. We've had snow since I've lived here. But, I mean, we have a beautiful environment. But walking is the easiest thing that you could possibly do, and it's one of the best for you. And so if you can't do that and you could get just these really cheap little treadmills for you guys that get snowed in, get a really cool video, put your little treadmill in front of the video, and walk.
Right. And then some people even, you know, watching TV, let's say you want to binge on Netflix. That's fine. Well, why don't you just do it? Start moving while you're watching TV, right? So there are things that you can make simple changes.
Yeah. I do weird exercises. I do weird exercises in bed at night. I do leg lifts and all these weird things. And my husband just looks at me and goes, okay.
But those are the most amazing ones because you have to be flexible in order for you to continue, especially as we age. If you think about how many hours a day we are sitting down, whether you're in your office or in the car, stuck in traffic or on your computer, it's just amazing how, you know, they say that what doesn't get measured doesn't get done. So I'm a big proponent of kind of looking at your metrics, how many steps. And I don't necessarily want to say, oh, you got to at least walk 1,000 or 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, geez.
But at least get some walking in, whether you have a pet or you just want to walk with your family or walk in the shopping mall, whatever. But yeah, it definitely, if all you want to do is walk, that's fine, but do it, right? So they always ask the question, what is the best exercise that you can do? And, you know, you have different people that say, well, swimming is the best exercise, and or maybe walking, maybe playing tennis. At the end of the day, the best exercise is the one that you're committed to do because you like it. It's all about having fun.
I have a hard time with schedules, but I do have a lot of TV on. It's in the background. I also learn things from medical shows. But when they have commercials and they have a really cool song that comes on in that commercial, I can jump up and dance for a few minutes. So I am a big proponent of, doing something during the commercials.
Right. And music. Who doesn't love music, regardless of your generation, right? I mean, I'm an 80s child. So every time I listen to something that reminds me and takes me back in the good old days, I mean, I just get up and dance. Who cares? Nobody's looking, right? That, what do they say? Dance like nobody's looking.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm like, I was born in the 40s, but I still love dancing. And there are certain songs that come on. You can't tell me that the theme from Flashdance will not make you dance. It's like you can't help it. You got to get up and dance.
Definitely. So
music is a great motivator.
Whatever moves you.
Yes. So if you don't want to do all the other stuff, and I know some people my age are going, oh, please, which please? You know, I'm 80 years old. You can still dance. I go to the senior center in Mira Mesa, and I don't do that much there. But there are these, seriously elderly people. Most of them Filipinos. I don't know what they're eating, but they get out there and they invited me to a dance, and they danced me under the table.
Wow! No, that's great. I mean, you mentioned dancing, and especially dancing with a partner. That actually helps prevent dementia. I mean, that's actually science-based.
Oh, how cool.
So, yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, and it's actually proven. So more reasons to put on your dancing shoes and just dance away the night.
Well, you also get that physical contact because a lot of people these days are so isolated. They've got their electronics, and we're saying dance during the commercials. They don't go out and actually make contact with any people.
Yeah, for social support, definitely. I think that taps into our mental health, right? We always think about physical health and how can we improve, but really it's a holistic approach. So mental health, social support is a big part of it. And unfortunately, nowadays, because we're busy and we're just bombarded by technology, I guess, right? And it's easier to just chat or text or send something via email. But I think, like you touched on a very important point, being physical, being in front of people makes a big difference.
Oh, I think so. And it also makes you do some grooming, make yourself feel good, because when you look good, you feel good, and you get out. And I always don't want to go to stuff about it, but by the time I get home, I go, wow, that was fun.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we convince ourselves that we're just too busy. I don't want to do it. And the same thing goes to like exercising or just walking outside. If some, you know, we come home and we've been stuck in traffic, and the least thing you want to do is just go out. But you don't think about it. You don't negotiate with yourself. You just put on your walking shoes, go out the door, and once you're out there, you're going to like it. So it's, it's just negotiation, but definitely has to do with your mindset. So that's why attitude is super important.
Okay,
and be open, right? Be open to try new things, to try new ideas, to try new behaviors. And once you're doing it, it would definitely become a habit. The more you do it, the more you're going to get comfortable with.
Yeah, they say 21 repetitions. I'm a hypnotherapist, so they say 21 repetitions sets a neural pathway in your brain. So just make yourself do something 21 times. Just make yourself do it. So the next thing I know you're going to talk about is nutrition, and this is really cool because I want to know what happens to our poor little bodies during the holiday season, because we have all the chocolate in October, we have turkey and cranberry sauce and junk in November, and then we start all the treats again in December.
I know. Why don't we start? Actually, I think right after Labor Day, this time, it just flies, this last quarter of the year. And as we all think, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's also the most stressful
time of the year, right? For some people. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Actually, for myself, it's a kind of a double whammy because I have three nieces and one nephew, and they all start with their birthdays in September. So there's always, once a month, there's on top of Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So,
oh my goodness.
I know exactly the challenges that we all go through. But
well,
thanks
I
for asking
tell
the
you.
Question. Yes.
It's hard because my husband's on a paleo diet. I'm on a keto diet. And if you guys don't know that, it's like carbs are your enemy. So we start around now baking, and we make gingerbread. We make little baskets for everybody for the holidays. It takes like 3 months. We make gingerbread minches and candy wreaths and chocolate dipped mice and biscotti. And neither one of us can touch that. We can only make it.
Right.
Oh, man, that's
hard.
You
know, look at it, smell it, and then reuse it? Is that what you do?
it's difficult, but I love doing it. It's fun making the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's great.
But what do people do during the holidays? I mean, there's just so much stuff thrown at you.
Yeah, no. So the holiday season is also flu season. Now, you got to remember that starts in September, right, in the fall.
Right. Now, but hopefully we got our flu shots, right? Everybody went and got their flu shots? We hope?
I don't know yet. So maybe, yeah, probably. And there are ways, by the way, too, to get your immune system strong so you don't get sick and have colds and all that kind of stuff. Now, we don't go through extreme weather changes here in San Diego and California overall, right? But I guess Northern California is a little bit more extreme than us. But yet, we can have all the weathers in one day. Right? You get up and it's foggy or it's cold, and then come 2 o'clock, it's super hot. Then come 4 o'clock, here comes the marine layer and it's cold again. So all those weather changes definitely have an impact in your body, and they have an impact in your immune system as well. So four things that happen: flu season, weight gain. Why? Because you just said it earlier, right? We start with Halloween. We start with the candy, whether we like it or not. It's in front of us, so some of us eat it, right? It's just right there, looking at us, winking at us. And then we have holiday parties, we have festivities, we have cookies, hot cocoa, everything pumpkin. I think it's love pumpkin, but everything.
I love pumpkin. I adore pumpkin.
Pumpkin muffins, pumpkin pies. I mean, everything pumpkin. And the other thing that happens is stress. And I think you said it right. Stress on steroids. This is one of the most stressful times of the year. And for us adults, obviously, because the kids, they enjoy it. They enjoy the Halloween. They enjoy getting their costumes. They obviously enjoy Christmas and the gifts. But for us adults, it's a very stressful time of the year. And aside the shopping, we got to take into account traveling, family vacation, or maybe family visiting us.
I'll tell you, this traveling is a big issue now, and I'm not getting into politics, but they say because we have more people who have come in and they have not come in possibly in perfect condition. You get in a plane with that recirculating air, you need to have your immune system built up because you never know what's flying around in that air.
Exactly. And then when you're stressed too, it weakens your immune system. So it's kind of like a vicious circle, right? You don't eat well, you are stressed, you don't sleep well, your immune system gets compromised. And then fatigue. Fatigue is the other factor.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Because we're like machines, right? We're energizer bodies. We keep going and going, and we have all these social gatherings from work and from friends and Christmas parties. We get sleep deprived, and then we're challenged with extra time to take care of ourselves or
the saying, it's shop till you drop. I don't know who made that up. But I can't go running around malls and carrying packages until I'm so exhausted I can't drive home. I'll have an accident. Don't shop until you drop.
Yeah, that's not a good strategy.
No.
Well, I think a lot of people do shopping through shopping online, right, nowadays. But
that's
regardless,
good,
you still stress about it. And the traffic around the malls is ridiculous.
Oh.
I think once we pass Halloween, you're going to start listening to Christmas music everywhere.
That drives me bonkers.
November.
I'm a nice Jewish girl, but I'm a Jew for Jesus, so I cover both sides. It's not that I mind the thought of Christmas music. I mind the barrage of Christmas music.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Right. Well, the unfortunate thing is that it's very repetitive, right? Because there's only so many songs that you can play throughout the day, so they keep repeating and repeating and repeating.
That's true.
And
we can just pray for Mariah Carey to make up a new one because she's good at that.
Yeah, but well, please. That's what we need. Maybe we need something different.
But, okay, everybody pray to Mariah Carey.
So that's what happens to our bodies. So they get compromised. And what can we do to help our bodies? So here's a fascinating thing. Our body has the capability of making its own medicine and healing itself. Okay? But the unfortunate thing is that certain conditions need to be met, and those conditions are compromised by what we eat. And you heard this term, right? We are what we eat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is true, right? So every time we eat, we either promote each health or we are feeding a disease. And this was said by Hippocrates, let the food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And this was way, 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 way back. So why are we not paying much attention to it? And part of it is because we're bombarded. We're bombarded with information. Eating healthy has become this really tremendous, confusing task.
Well, you
we just don't know where to go.
Do you remember there was a phrase a long time ago, better living through chemistry by Monsanto? Now, Monsanto are the people that are genetically modifying crops.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's the cult of the chemist. The cult of the chemist. They want drugs. They want modified food. They want, I just want to get what I got from the ground and eat it the way it came out.
Exactly. And that's the key right there, Doctor, that is back to basics. So, yes, there are many diets out there, and just confirming, diet is a way of eating. So there are different nutrition philosophies, and it's not necessarily a restriction. It's your lifestyle, right? It's what you eat, and it's back to, I think, regardless of how many different philosophies, whether it's keto, paleo, and vegan, vegetarian, the common denominator is to eat more real food and to eat less processed food. It has to be a balance.
My husband and I are so funny. We're reading all the labels because we're not allowed to have any processed food. So we have to find out if it's really organic and if it's really, what it says it is. They lie a lot. But when you think about this, guys, the four letters in diet mean, did I eat that? Look before you eat.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Look before you eat, because the preservatives and the chemicals and the things, no wonder people have thyroid problems and polycystic ovary disease and insulin resistance, because the chemicals are not helping you.
Yeah, and it's a combination because, again, we're not, unfortunately, we live in a very toxic world. So toxins are in what you eat, of course, but they're also in our environment. They're in pollution. They're in our water. So we do not live in a bubble, and precisely because we do not live in a bubble and we're exposed on a daily basis to hundreds and hundreds of toxins, that's why we need to take care of ourselves and eat the right stuff and sleep well and exercise. It's not brain surgery.
I have to bring something. Yeah, I've had brain surgery. It's not fun. I want to add this because it is just so mind-blowing. Everybody knows we're supposed to drink water, and everybody gets water at different places, and they get water with different stuff in it. But there's a Dr. Emoto who photographed the crystalline structure of water when you yelled at it, when harsh noises came, and when you said nice things to it, and the crystalline structure changed. So they wanted to do a really good experiment, and they went to Tokyo, where it's the most god-awful water on Earth, and nobody could purify that water. So Dr. Emoto did his thing, and he blessed it, and he prayed to it, and he said, I'm sorry if we polluted you. I mean, he did the Ho'oponopono thingy. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And he said all this stuff, and the water became pure. Mm-hmm. He's the only guy that could do that. So love your water, guys. Say something nice to it. It sounds really stupid. But drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water, and because diet sodas will kill you faster than regular sodas, and that's, people don't think about that. Love your water.
Yeah, well, Yeah, no, that's a great story. I know I've heard others' stories along the line of, you know, our bodies are made a lot of water in our bodies. And when you are upset or angry, the molecules in your body, you can see that they get all like sticky and constrained. And so it definitely it has an impact. It's one of those things that we don't think about, but it definitely has an impact. Now, speaking of water, it's huge because we don't think about those things. And when people say, well, how much water am I supposed to drink? Well, I know we heard time and time, okay, at least, you know, 8 glasses of water a day. Go ahead.
No, I've heard that so much.
Right. So, and that's fine if that's all you can drink. But the reality is that we're all different, right? We all have different needs and we have different weights and we have different builds. So the recommended water intake daily is half of your body weight in ounces.
Ooh.
So let's say if you weigh 120 pounds, then you divide that in two, and that's 60. So you were supposed to be drinking a minimum of 60 ounces per day. And that's pure water. I'm not talking about juice or tea or sodas or Gatorades or any of the like.
And when we say it's not that difficult. I mean, I used to drink diet sodas day and night. I would wake up with one. I would have one on my nightstand at bed all the time. I was like addicted to diet sodas. And finally, just one day I said, I can't do this. And I did a little self-hypnosis. Since then, pretty much everything I drink is water, but I do like carbonation. So I have my own little soda machine, but you can do it.
Oh, that's great.
You can, it's that easy.
Yeah, or there's some. Is on soda water. I don't want to say names, but there are some soda waters out there that if you drop a couple of, berries or grapes or cucumber, whatever, you will flavor your water and it tastes amazing.
It is. I finally tasted cucumber water because the UCSD hospital, they have this big thing of cucumber water right at the reception desk. And I wasn't particularly thirsty at the time, but I'd never tasted cucumber water. It sounds ridiculous. It is great.
It is great, especially when you're hot for hydration purposes. Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing because I watch these shows. I watch medical shows, and then I watch food fact shows. And they said, actually, when the phrase cool as a cucumber is true because cucumber, you think about watermelon having all the water, but cucumber has a ton of water in it. And when the temperature goes up, the water insulates the cucumber. So it doesn't get as hot as some other things do. So you actually can be cool as a cucumber if you drink the cucumber water.
There you go. And it has a lot of properties. I mean, cucumbers, they have vitamin C. They have a lot of properties. So why not, right? Anything that you can add to build up your system just in the water, why not?
And I love the fact that if there's a carb in there, I don't know, but very few calories. I have a little app, and it depends on which program you want to follow. I'm on keto because I have seizures from the brain surgery. You don't have to go on keto, but I am. If you want to follow that, it's very popular. There's an app called Carb Manager, and it's free. You can get that and put it on your phone, and you can see how many carbs. And they give all the foods a rating from A to F. It's
right.
Things
yeah,
are
there's,
so
there's
easy
so many
nowadays.
Apps out there. Yeah. Right, yeah, there's so many. There's another one called Fooducate, which gives you portions, but it also educates you, and it has a scanner on your phone. So you can actually scan the product, and it'll give you the amount of calories, the amount of carbs, the amount of protein. It's pretty cool. I mean, there are so many apps out there.
Okay, email me that one because it didn't come over real well on the radio, and I want to put it up so people can look for that one. Yeah, it is. I'm not a person who likes to track things, but you know, I would never write a food diary. And I lost 150 pounds, and they kept saying, take a food diary. No.
Wow.
But on your on your phone, it's so freaking easy. You just tell Siri, and she does it for you.
Well, there you go. You're taking advantage of technology.
Now, when we come back, because we're about to go to break, we are going to do more about how can you prevent being sick, and what should we care about when we eat stuff and maybe what Sonia's idea of the best diet is to follow. So we're going to be right back with our angel of elementary items. Elementary is your digestive tract. And all things nutritious and lifestyle related. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you're eating a candy bar while we're talking, put that down and listen here. It's not that you cannot have chocolate, by the way, because chocolate itself is not the enemy. It's very good for you. It's what people do with it. So I have to do our couple of features because Sonia is just too fascinating and we'll talk forever. And I did that last week. They had it almost cut me off. So we're going to talk about the angel and crystal card. And the card, I just spread out the deck. I shuffle it three times, and then I pick three. If the first card is great, I stop. But if not, I pick three cards, and the best of those three, because three is a magic number. So when I give you the affirmations, you want to say them three times. It really is magic. But I don't really pick the card. It kind of jumps out at me. So they always pick one that has something to do with our show. And this is Sodalite. Sodalite is a wonderful crystal. And it says, are you experiencing physical inflammations? Yeah, talk to your digestive tract. Do you have headaches or sinus conditions? Is a situation in your life inflamed or turbulent? Use visualization, meditation, aromatherapy, and others to calm yourself. Use these tools to experience peace and tranquility. And this is brought to you, oh my goodness, and this is a good one for me, because I really am the Tasmanian devil. This is the angel of calmness. And the angel of calmness is giving you these affirmations. You can catch them tonight in 12 hours later, so one in the morning. And tomorrow on the archives, you can pick up the show that's been recorded. But the angel says, I am calm. I am at peace. I am relaxed and all is well. I have a spiritual, peace-filled life. I sail through life on calm, nurturing waters. I enjoy the good health, free of inflammation. And man, you can inflame yourself. I just quit a women's political party group because they drive me bonkers. And you can feel it when you walk in the room. You can feel the vibration. And by the time you come out, you're sick to your stomach. It's just the tension and the stuff going on in there, things get to your body. So right now we're talking about nutrition and why you should care about what you eat. And so I was telling her on the break about this joke I heard. It's like zillions of years ago, but the brain and the digestive system, actually the colon, we're having an argument over who rules the body. Brain says, of course, I do. You know, I can make you hold your breath and you won't get any air. And the colon says, yeah, but, you know, after a while, your autonomic system gets you and you start breathing again. You may be unconscious, but you breathe. He says, now I can shut the door, stop up your colon, and make it so polluted, you're going to die. And the brain says, okay, I win. The colon wins. Yeah, because I'm sorry, I said that backwards. The brain says, okay, you win. Yeah, yeah. The colon wins. I'm sorry, sometimes I'm just blah, blah, blah. The colon wins. And people don't understand this. There's a second kind of brain in your colon. We kind of have three little brains. We have the brain you people think of using your brain. We have the heart brain. And if you live from your heart, you will be so happy. And we have a little brain in our colon. So when people say, I've got a gut feeling about that guy, guess what? Yeah, you probably do, and you probably should listen to it. So that gut is really important. So that's why we should care about what we should eat. Is there a best diet for you? There's like a zillion diets. What is the best diet?
Yes, great question. And yes, you're totally right. There is a brain and gut connection, and that's why they call the gut the second brain. And yeah. I think your story is very true because we need both of them, right?
Yeah, anybody
one
who's
is ever thinking the other one just, yeah.
Anybody who's yeah. ever been that stopped up. I used to work in the hospital and I never wanted the duty of having to unimpact someone. And that's what they call it when you're so constipated, like you absolutely.
That sounds very painful. Yeah,
yes.
That sounds very, very painful.
It's painful for them.
Yeah,
it's painful for me to do. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, you don't want the opposite, right? You don't want the overflowing, but you don't want to be stuffed up either. So that's why we're talking about balance. So
this is
the
true.
Best diet is the one that you can commit to, that it has integrated more real food. We call it the real food diet. Like I said, there's different nutrition philosophies out there. But you don't have to overcomplicate yourself with that.
Yeah, when you think
needs,
yeah, good. When you think about it,
think
about like when my parents, you know, I was born in 1947. My father was over in the war, but in those days, seriously, people didn't have all this processed food. They ate real food. They did more chores. You know, everything mm-hmm. wasn't automated. We actually got up and turned a knob on the television. Oh, my goodness. So we actually walked around, did things, walked to the corner market, and ate fresh, nutritious food that came out daily. And if we could do that again, that would solve half the doctor problems. We wouldn't have to be arguing over universal health care.
Right, yeah, which is very expensive. So it is in everybody's best interest to take care of yourself. So from healthcare to self-care perspective, because it's only going to go up. And we don't want that, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
The foods that...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, the foods that help our immune system are definitely the real foods that are nutritious, nutrient-dense. So you're looking at calories, but calories that are actually nourishing to you instead of empty calories. And then you definitely want to eat the, I don't know if you guys have heard the term, eat the rainbow, but the different colors in the food have different benefits and properties. It's your phytonutrients, your antioxidants. You talked earlier about inflammation, and inflammation is the culprit of many of the chronic diseases out there, including cancer. And it's important
go ahead. I got to put something in here now. People, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you want me to eat like a red bell pepper or a green bell pepper, or you want me to eat tomatoes, and they don't taste good. If you have any land at all or a window box, grow your own. Once you've tasted a homegrown pepper or a homegrown tomato or homegrown, if you can grow your own produce, you will never say, I don't like vegetables again.
Yes, and it's interesting. I do grow my own. I have a aeroponics system, and actually very cool. I have like 20 different vegetables. It's in my balcony, so it's like a super space saver thing, but I grow 20 different things. Believe me, the time that I try the tomatoes versus the tomatoes that I buy at the store, regardless that they're organic, there's a huge difference in flavor and in color, and you actually develop that taste bud, and now you don't really like the stuff that is out there.
but not everybody has the
opportunity to grow them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people not worry about that. They say if I give up the such and such, I can't give up such and such. If you give it up for a certain amount of time, you won't even recognize it or even want it when you get back. My whole family are diabetic, so I'm not, but I just kind of learned to stay away from sugar. I don't use sugar. I don't use many things that have sugar in it. And when I get something with sugar in it, I go, oh man, ew, I can't eat that.
Yeah.
My recommendation
is to have definitely add more fruits and vegetables to your diet. I know it sounds like there's a lot of a process like peeling and cleaning, but the reality is that they're not that expensive. I know we keep saying, eating organic and eating real food is expensive versus processed food. But, okay, who eats a pound of broccoli? Nobody does, right? So, really, it's nutrient dense.
Here's the thing, though, because I have a holistic doctor, and he's reversing my husband's beginning Alzheimer's because he had Agent Orange in Vietnam. And he's helping his heart attacks from Agent Orange. And he's helping me because I had brain cancer. And so it's an amazing program. It is not covered by the government, which drives me crazy. So I said, oh, my God, you're expensive, man. He said, do you want to pay now or do you want to live in a home? Yes, and somebody's paying for you and you can't do diddly. And I said, okay, yeah, I'm in for it. And I'm doing it now. And it makes sense.
It's an investment on you, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I always tell people, okay, let's look at the analogy of a car. Okay, we have a car. You want the car to take you places, and you want it to last as long as it can. And you take good care of it. You give it maintenance, and you put good gasoline on it.
Yes!
Now, if you put crappy gasoline, you never change the filter, you never do maintenance, you never change the oil, what's going to happen to that car? That car is going to break down.
But we are
so quick to take care of our cars because we appreciate it. And yet we don't take care of ourselves. And cars we can change. Next year, 2 years from now, I can buy another car. But our bodies, we have one for life. And so we can't trade that one. We've got to treat it with respect.
You really can't. And there's the fuels. We have our systems like the car is wonderful. I love that. We have systems like that car. And so my daughter right now, she's in Johns Hopkins Hospital because she has problems with major depression. And when she gets that depression, yeah, it's hard. She lives alone. So she won't go out and get any food. She won't do this. And I keep saying, do you understand that if you fuel your body, you have the energy to do stuff and your brain will stop being depressed because it needs certain nutrients and you're not giving it to them. And they said, well, they're giving me medicine. And I'm going, oh my God, no. I understand they're giving you medicine. But if you could help yourself, they wouldn't have to give you so much medicine. They gave her so much medicine. Her hands were shaking too much to drink coffee. Take care of the car.
Right. Well, and I agree with you. And I mean, I understand that, there are some medications that need to be given, but there's also the modality, and that kind of falls on us, is pills and skills. So instead of going to the doctor and saying, hey, doctor, what can you prescribe me? Why can't we just go and make him a partner and say, hey, doctor, what else can I do for me? Okay, you're going to give me this pill. That's fine. But what else can I do for myself? Should I drink more water?
And, you can pick your doctor still right now. I have a doctor. I love him. His name is Kabongo, and we call him Kabongo from the Congo because that's where he came from. He's magnificent. But he'll do his half with the MD medicine. And then if something doesn't work out, I say, can I do my half with the holistic stuff? He goes, yeah, sure. And then we coordinate. And that's how I've stayed alive for 30 years after a glioblastoma, because people just don't survive that way. So we're talking about some tips and prevention now. And you said pills are skills. The guest next week is going to talk about a hug garden. And the theme of the show is don't get bent out of shape, but she's going to talk to you about yoga and some other skills. Yes, we should be taking care of ourselves. We should not be depending on the pill dispenser to make you healthy. Just even Tylenol can kill you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Tylenol and many other medications out there. And it's very unfortunate because some people are taking more than one. And once you start in that path, you think one for one specific ailment, and then they give you another one because the first one created, other issues. And next thing you know, you're taking five or six different pills.
And they fight each other or cause symptoms, combined cause really bad symptoms. This is all the way back in the 70s. I worked for a lady, and she was just stick skinny. But she had these bottles of aspirins in her desk, and I said, what, are you taking them home? She goes, no, I use a bottle of aspirin a day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, why is she still on the planet?
And your stomach, too. I mean, your poor God. It's just pretty bad for you, for your stomach and your liver.
Oh.
It's unfortunate, right? I mean, our body is just an amazing design, but it's there's a lot of synergy that goes into what we put in, whether it's pills and food and water, and it has a negative or a positive impact.
So if we, I think the three things like we do with our car, I love my Dr. Redmobile, it's wonderful. So if you think of your car here, you got to love it, you got to feed it, and you got to take care of it, move it. If you don't drive your car for 3 days, you get a ticket in San Diego. You know, they come around and they look at your tires. So love it, feed it, and move it. It's not that
hard. Exactly. And treat it like a Ferrari, not like a Pinto.
That's true.
Whoever knows that what a Pinto is.
When I had all these problems with trying to lose the 150 pounds, I was always saying, I have to lose. And I saw myself as like, you know, I don't even know what my size was. And finally, somebody, when I was learning the hypnotherapy for the doctorate, somebody said, you're using negative images in your brain and subconscious thinking images. So he said, switch to I see myself as a healthy and attractive young person in a size 6. And so I kept picturing myself.
So affirmation, like very specific affirmation.
It was you got to see it. Take a picture of somebody with your body if you want to. Put your face on it. But don't say I want to lose. You say I want to gain this. I want to gain the proper body. I want to gain the lungs of a non-smoker. I want to and donate all that other garbage to the universe because they'll create love out of it.
Right. No, completely agree.
Yeah. So we sound a little woo-woo about this, but it's all physics. It's all molecules, and it's how the molecules work. So why, if you had a choice, why would you not want to do everything positive to him? Why would you actually want to live your life like Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah, and I think what happens, too, is that we see it as normal because we know so many people nowadays, whether it's a family member or a loved one or friends that are experiencing health challenges, that it's become like a norm. Oh, yeah, she's pre-diabetic. Oh, yeah, well, 80% of the population is pre-diabetic. Oh, well, she developed this illness. Oh, well, yeah, I have arthritis, too. And that's fine. I mean, we're all going to age. I mean, that's a given, right? But quality of life. What kind of quality of life do you want to lead? And how are you going to age? There is an easier and healthier way of aging.
Well, you can see these movies, these TV stars that like that are there in their 90s. They're still acting, and they can remember lines better than we can. We have a Pearl Harbor survivor. I've had him on the show several times because he's a really good friend. But this guy is in about 96. He drives his kids to the doctor. He's a deacon at a church. He is the head of the Pearl Harbor survivors. He's 96. He looks wonderful, and he says, "I live right. I pray right. I eat right. And what else?" So you can do that. You don't have to have all kinds of problems when you get old.
Right, right. And it is, again, it's a combination of things. It's the mental health with physical health, with spiritual health. We need all that. We definitely need a balance.
Now, here's the deal. You can teach people this because, I mean, we're talking about it and they're going, yeah. I have no idea how to do that. So this is really cool because you're offering a 30-minute complimentary phone consultation. So people that are interested in transforming their lives or maybe getting a health goal or a weight goal, you can be too underweight, you can be too overweight, and it's not the charts. Get off the charts. Get off the BMI. It's what your body functions at. So there are programs.
Yeah, whatever's sustainable for you. I mean, there has to be an individualized plan for each person because we're all different and we like different things and we're motivated by different things.
So that's why they should call you, because I mean, I can read 100 different diet books and go, that one kind of looks like me. No, maybe that one. But you have done this so long. When somebody tells you about themselves, you know what's going to work for them because it works. I'm just trying stuff I see.
And like I said, it really is back to basics. And I can talk here all day long on give you tips on what to eat, what not to eat. But at the end of the day, I think it has to do with your why. You got to be ready to make the changes. And that's where I come in and I can help you with the behavioral aspect of it. And just, you know, figuring out what's good for you. What is that you want? And why do you want what you want?
Okay, that's really serious because most of my clients, when I first became a doctor of hypnotherapy, wanted to stop smoking. And I don't care how hard you hypnotize somebody, and I'm really good, if you subconsciously do not, if you're not ready, if you're quitting smoking for your wife, it's not going to work. You have to want that for you. And you have to be ready.
Exactly. And some people don't know how to determine that. And that's where I come in. We can help with that. I can totally help with that. And to make it simple, because again, Dr. Google tells you a lot of things. People think they're going to find the answer in the internet. And that's not good for everybody. So,
please.
For some people, but not for everybody.
Yeah, please, right. Guys. I mean, we're working on a show. Al is looking for somebody for me on cyberchondria. And cyberchondria is now a real thing. People get on the net and they have a sniffle and then they decided that they've got double pneumonia or they have a tiny little mole or something and they go, oh my God, skin cancer, I'm going to die. Watch out. The internet is full of stuff that has nothing to do with you and there are a lot of fake experts out there. So watch what you're reading and watch what you're following and always discuss things with your doctor. You have to have a doctor you love.
I love mine.
Yeah, he's retiring soon, and that's depressing, but I'm going to have him recommend somebody because if you have a good relationship with your doctor or, if you just want to call a coach like Sonia, if you have this love relationship with your coach, she will give you so much energy. She will give you so much attitude out there. And go, hey, an attitude of gratitude. I'm so happy I'm here, and I have a chance to fix things. Wow, you need that. You need a cheerleader. So you're the cheerleader.
I think we all do. I think we all do. I myself have my motivators, and we're not meant to be isolated and do things on our own. Sometimes we want to take upon those tasks, and we need people. We need people to push us. And if you're a motivating person, and you know you drive yourself, that's fine. But sometimes we definitely need that help, that support. And I just want to reiterate that for this holidays. Just in summary, try to manage your holiday stress. If you cannot solve it, don't worry about it. Then eat healthy as much as you can. Move and do whatever you can, right? Get enough sleep. But super important, laugh. Definitely laugh.
Yeah, we're kind of in our last minute, but if you manage the stress, think about that. Stress eating? You won't have stress eating. If you manage the stress, you won't hurt and be reaching for the Tylenol. So those are some, stress is a big factor. Stop stressing and start sleeping. And I love Al. I just love my producer, Al. But he says, less stress, more success. That is my motto. And he's got it. He's got it. His home is called Rancho Relaxo. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't stress. And then the other points will just fall in line. So we got to go. And like I said, next week we're going to talk about, so it's Halloween, guys. Don't get bent out of shape. But there's some stuff you got to do. And so before we leave, I want to thank you so much for coming. It's been terrific, and I wish we had 6 hours to talk. But thank you for coming, and I hope that you all will keep listening, and maybe we can have Sonia back. Until then, you guys, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. And we'll see you next week, whatever shape you're in. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Red. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.